personality, man. Some people look at me weird. Give me these weird looks.
Hi, welcome to the world famous shit show. It's been so long.
Too long.
So long. Sue. Hello.
Hey.
Spencer. Hello.
Hey, Josh. Look hey, Sue.
Wow.
We're all
back in the same room together.
We're kind of distancing.
Yeah.
Spencer's over there.
Should I say that? Is it wrong for me to say that? That we're back in the same room?
No.
Okay.
I think we're all good.
Yeah, we're fine.
We've all been tested.
So I don't remember what the last episode was, to be honest. I think it might have been we were bitching about Costco.
I had my doctor story.
The doctor.
Oh, the insurance story.
Insurance, yeah. I went back to Costco.
Insurance.
Insurance.
You guys say insurance.
Insurance. Yeah.
I say insurance.
Insurance.
And whatever. It's cute.
How do you say
it? Don't be insolent.
This is the entire podcast is how I say this word.
Yeah. All right. So I went back to Costco for another round of God damn it. Are you kidding me? What did I go to get?
Just
I went
to get your nasal spray.
I just went to get nasal spray,
and
which I could
me
use
to
right
give,
now.
He wanted a fast pass. He thought because he was only buying one item.
No, and it's medicine, though. You know? Well,
what kind of nasal spray?
Like the
Flonase.
Flonase, yeah.
The good kind.
The good kind. Yeah. Not
that Afrin that
Afrin.
Burns out.
Yeah.
I say I liked Afrin when I was younger.
I enjoy that,
well,
too.
I still do.
Every right. once in a while.
So I go to get the nasal spray, and I get outside, and the line... Normally, these days, the line goes, obviously, from the big roll-up door all the way down the side of the building.
Around the carts.
This
yeah.
now looped back around so that you go, oh, it doesn't look that bad. And then they have, like, a wall of shopping carts, uh-huh. and you go around it, and you see 600 people waiting to get in. So... I go, I saw some people, they let you in if you got a return or something. And why don't I just go, hey, I'm just here to pick up some medicine. Now, this was Sunday. I guess the pharmacy was closed. But I had Sue investigated. I called her. I was like, hey, can you give him a jingle? See if I can bypass this whole process. Go right on in.
Do you know
and
how
just
hard
get
it
out,
is
right?
to get a person? Because
wait a minute. You go to Costco to get one thing?
That particular one thing, yes.
Well, he couldn't breathe.
That's your mistake.
All right, well, hold on.
He couldn't breathe.
So at CVS, it's $18 a bottle.
Okay,
you get five for 20 at Costco. And I'm going to go through them. I'm constantly nasal. Listen to me now.
I know.
Oh, I thought you were just Jewish.
Yes, I'm sorry if I seem a little nasally. I recently converted. I used to start shows like that.
The funny thing is, though, like because I know the layout of Costco and where customer service is in relation to the other departments that were options for press a number to get this department, mm-hmm. customer service was not an option. But optometry...
very infrequently is these days.
Optometry was, and I know that that's the next desk over. So
and they have great customer service, their optometry department.
And I called that guy, and I'm like, oh... Can you just run over to customer service? I have a very quick question.
And before you got an answer, the line started moving.
You
and
already said I'm yes. in. Yeah.
It's weird because it's not like, it's the opposite of how Disney operates. Like you'll be waiting on the line. Five people at a time will go and you'll just advance like 6 more feet. Mm-hmm. And then Costco is just, they open the floodgate. It's like rope drop. Everybody who's waiting yeah. in front of you, all 600 people, all go in at the same time.
Yeah. They're preparing us for Disney, though. Like, when we go back to Disney, it's going to be like, I haven't seen lines like this since Costco on a Sunday.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Costco a few days ago to get Beyond Beef Burgers.
They have them there?
See, that's something I don't understand going to Costco for.
Because you can get them for...
How much?
A song.
Well, the two-pack at Rouse is $6.
Right.
So you get 8 for 15.
Oh,
so, all right.
Yeah.
If you ever want to go in on a bulk, but I
yeah.
mean, you can freeze them anyway, right?
Yeah,
a
yeah.
Big,
yeah.
A big wagon
I
full of.
I don't understand that, though. So I get it home, the Beyond Beef, and it's like freeze immediately or use.
That's already frozen.
Yes, when you can't refreeze. I don't know. I've messed it up. I thawed. I refroze. I thawed.
It's plant based. I don't think there's anything.
I've done that before and it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we talked. I picked up like just a pound of it at like Smart and Final for Sue, and I'm like, what could go bad in this? Like, it's plant based.
Mm-hmm. But there's something.
You could leave it out on the counter, I would imagine, and nothing. It's not gonna like. Spoil like right. It's not gonna spoil any more than like leaving a bag of celery out. I think.
No.
Right?
I think there's something in there that can turn.
Well then how plant based is it then?
But
because it's got heme.
It's got heme.
But I don't know what the fuck heme is though.
I don't know.
Heme just sounds like another new pronoun we have to start fucking learning.
Heme sounds gross. Heme sounds like
a blood an
adult, yeah, it's an adult film it, term.
It's what makes
I was knee deep in heme.
No, I heemed on my foot.
I got pink eye. It's like a chemical, I guess a synthetic chemical. It's what makes blood taste like, it's what makes meat taste like meat. And apparently makes other things taste like meat. It's just meat flavor.
It's not in Beyond Beef. It's in the other one. The
Impossible.
Yeah, Impossible Burger. Yeah, because that bleeds.
So Beyond Beef is hemeless, you would say.
Yeah, it's hemeless.
Beet juice.
Hemeless?
No heme.
No heme?
I'll take the beet juice for color.
But then how does it get... Does it taste like... I have not ever tried a bite of this stuff.
So pea protein.
Okay.
Coconut oil, rice protein, natural flavors, cocoa butter. I'm always suspect of natural flavors.
It's weird.
Grab that jar of natural flavors and go ahead and shake that in there.
It turns out that's nothing but heme.
Yeah. Right.
It's natural flavors.
Natural heme.
Yeah. My buddy back home, he's a heemstress.
So naturally.
Yeah.
Heman beings.
Lung bean protein.
A hemo sapien. Hemosexuals.
Steaming Willy Heeman.
Hemophiliacs.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, that's what, but that's two on the nose, though.
Is this
that's,
the game?
That's what it really is. So, all right. So, anyway, so I go in, I find these mini fridges that I always pop into Costco just to see if they have these mini fridges. Usually they're like 160.
Yeah.
And they're gone. Nathan actually came with me before he moved out here, went with me to Costco. We pulled a fucking hand truck down to Costco on foot to pick up a mini fridge and lug it back home out of them. So we just carried around an empty... empty hand truck.
Sue, edit that.
So they had these mini fridges. Boom. Right? Got him. And then I'm, of course, checking in with the boss here. Hey, should we get one for the studio, too? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So we're loaded completely to the gills with mini fridges now. I get to the checkout, which is where the story really develops. Now, last time we talked about Costco, we were talking about how the guy would refuse to help load up the things that we purchased because... Our IKEA bag was obviously tainted. We brought it with us.
Oh, right.
We walked around the store with it and put everything while we were gathering it into the bag.
But right.
Put it on the conveyor belt.
Then emptied it out of the bag onto the conveyor belt.
And everyone screamed in horror.
Yeah. Couldn't retouch it.
He was like, get back. Get back.
Now, Sue, you can help me out with this because I think I went into great detail when I got home and screamed my head off about it. But I get up to the little checkout thing, and I load up the conveyor belt with everything that I ended up getting, nasal spray.
So it was more Zyrtec. Than just the one.
Yeah, I ended up getting $300 worth of shit. So I put all that stuff on the conveyor belt, and she's like, can I have your membership card? And they have long conveyor belts at the Costco checkout, rightfully so. People buy big shit. So I'm like, I'm trying to like show it to her. She's like, oh, I need it. I got to scan it. So I figure, all right, well, she's not going to reach out. And we got like, there's a whole plexiglass barrier system set up, right? Uh-huh. So I figure, hey, like I'm offering my player's card to the pit boss at Mohegan Sun, I figure I'll just kind of flick it down the conveyor belt. She can grab it, scan it, and then stick it on, you know, I'll meet her at the other end.
You really thought that out.
I did. I thought I was doing no wrong. Boy, was I wrong. She's like, oh, so the Costco side is up. Heads down, I guess you could say. And it's in the middle of the 11-foot conveyor belt. She goes, oh, our policy is we can't touch them. I'm like, well, do you want me to come around there? Do you have a reverse on it? Like, some stores have reverse, right? Now, during this trip where it was supposed to just be the Flonase, I saw a shrimp cocktail. I was like, you know, it's Sunday. We like to have a nice little upscale kind of snack. I get the shrimp cocktail already prepared, like in the dish with the cocktail sauce and the lemon wedges in the middle. Nicely presented. She decides that the best way for her to flip my Costco membership card over, rather than using her gloved hands, which are then also touching all the shit that anybody brings to the register, was to capsize the fucking shrimp cocktail and try and use that little plastic edge to try and flip the fucking membership card over. So, like, this is their policy?
Oh, I wish they had security footage of this.
This is the policy. It's like, I understand that there are, like, safety measures in place. That's their policy. That should be the only policy. Common sense should be the fucking policy. Not, oh, instead of just simply, oh, nobody's looking around, have a fucking little ice scraper. Use that to flip. I can't imagine this is the only time this has happened. She picks up shrimp cocktail, flips it fucking over on its side.
That you and whoever else in the store touched.
Right.
But she can't touch your card.
Or
she can
use a package of fucking Flonase. Like, not the edible shit, like the prepared, the only fucking taxable thing on the conveyor belt. She decides to flip upside down and try and flick my card over. And finally, I just reach across the entire, I got 1 foot on the ground. I'm climbing onto the conveyor belt to just, I'm like, don't use the shrimp. I literally said, don't use the fucking shrimp. I reach over, I grab the card, she scans it, and then touches everything that I just put on the conveyor belt.
Pretty soon, they're going to have those robot arms through the plastic dryer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You still won't have a thumbnail to get under that card, though. Now, people are walking around, they're drinking their coffee. It's bedlam there, right? I'd imagine people are breathing on, coughing on, crying on all of the items in Costco at any given time. This membership card is tucked away mid-wallet because I don't fucking use it every day.
Yeah.
That is then tucked inside my pocket. Is that?
It's pretty safe.
I think it would be
pretty safe.
The closest thing to sterile in an environment
like that. Listen.
Right? You're walking around with it, like parading.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you got some sweat on your forehead. Let me just squeegee that off with my fucking Costco card.
If I had a panic room, it would be designed to look like a pocket in jeans.
Right.
You know,
I want to be wrapped or a in wallet. A wallet.
Yeah.
Stuffed inside. So then, she puts all the stuff on the little cargo kind of cart where the fridges are. I go,
only has that one handle on the one side.
Yeah, right. So then this broad comes over to talk to chat this one up, Dr. fucking Shrimp. She's standing there. The push part of the cart, the handle, is on the other side of the conveyor belt, like the other receiving end where the cashier is. Where I know is strictly forbidden. Like, I was yelled at last time for reaching back there.
They have it taped off.
So I'm like, hey, I don't know. I walk around. She's like, ah. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know how else to push a cart. Like, how you're not fucking helping me out here.
Like, she could have given it a good
just old. Just how is common sense not the best policy? Things that just should make sense, right?
Well, I think people are questioning common sense now more than ever.
Right.
Because of just overthinking things.
But you're underthinking the obvious, too.
I agree.
There are, like, I can't touch the thing, but I can pick up something that you were also touching to try and flip it over.
Mm-hmm.
An edible, like, food. Like, clearly I was going to eat this very soon. Just let me just shake it up for you, right?
I wish they'd bring back the sample ladies, but I know they can't.
Buffets and sample ladies?
Maybe 2023. We'll have the samples back.
That's the only reason I like going to Costco.
That's the only reason most people like going to Costco. That or just to watch.
I call it a poor man's Epcot.
You know, that's genius, actually.
You can make little stops, little kiosks, yeah, like you do in Epcot.
India,
yeah.
Germany, Italy.
That's great. What'd you do? Went to the World Showcase at Costco.
Got to sit in a massage chair for
night. Myself around the world.
They had an expo on massage chairs. I got to sit in one for 19 minutes because the other one started messing up. So they just kind of forgot about me. It was awesome.
That was Costco for me. It was asinine. That's it. That was it.
I had an interesting thing happen this week where, so I had a missed call from, I won't say her real name, Sally Blands. Okay. So
sounds like such a generic name.
Yeah. So I see the missed call. I was like, who's Sally Blands? She calls. I get a missed call from her. I don't know who this person is. I don't know how I got their contact information in my phone.
So the name actually came up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I called them back like 5 or 10 minutes after they called me. I hear rustling around. And I hear, hello, hey, hello. And I'm going, hey, Sally, this is Spencer. You called my phone. I have your contact information in my phone, but I don't know who you are. And she says, yeah, no, I accidentally dialed your number. I don't know who you are either, and I don't know how I have your
what
contact.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the U2 album that they put on.
They say Bono's responsible for other
right?
contacts
it's
in
just
my phone.
Like they're trying to connect people.
I talked to her for about 5 minutes. I'm on the way to Costco, surprise enough. And I go, and she's kind of rambling. She's in the store, she's buying something, and then she starts telling me about this song she made that was on the show The Politician for Netflix.
Oh.
She's just dropping that casually.
To see maybe if you worked at Netflix? Or was she trying to figure out how you guys might have known each other?
Maybe. I have no idea. And she kept
to
talking.
To see if he worked at Netflix?
Well, like maybe she's bringing up things that...
We start laughing at the fact that this happened. That we both had each other's info, but had no idea who each other was. And she was like, well, maybe let's have a drink. We'll get together and have a drink. I was like, okay.
Was this like an 818 number? Like,
she's in Manhattan Beach.
That's close enough.
Yeah, but anyway, I hang up the phone, I go to Costco, and throughout the day I'm racking my brain as who Sally Blands is and how did I meet her. So a couple days go by, and I texted her, Sally, you were very hard to stalk on the internet. I tried to like look for her LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, MySpace. Nothing. Couldn't find anything. She's like Edward Snowden.
So funny. She's like, oh, well, scroll down a little bit more, a little further. Like she's watching you through your window.
Yeah, I sent her that you're very hard to stalk on the internet. He goes, ha, 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 oh, my God, you are hysterical. You'll laugh, though, upon getting your text. I scrolled back, and she came across a text from 2017 that I sent to her.
Oh, shit.
It says, did you attend the NAMM show? I performed there. Maybe we met there.
That is crazy.
Hold on. Did you go to NAMM?
NAMM is that... It's that...
Yeah, it's in Anaheim. It's the music... I went...
American music merchants or something like that?
Yeah, I went with Dawson.
Okay, I thought of that, but then there was another thing called maybe it was Stew Ham doesn't. Nam or at the Baked Potato. This place called the Baked Potato.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking?
She's a musician.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We went out for tater tots together.
I think maybe I met her there. I don't know. Maybe I met you at the Baked Potato. Were you that lovely lady by the bar? Because there was a lady a couple years ago I met there and was kind of drunk. Maybe got her number. Don't remember. But she sent back, what do you play? I remember meeting a violinist. So I'd
say yes.
Yes.
That was me.
Yeah.
Was I any good?
Like, she also says, do you recall a lady who resembles Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, I do. Yes, that was definitely me playing.
I get told 109 times a day I look like her. Younger version, though. In parentheses.
See, she's definitely got the coronavirus. Who interacts with 109 people a day?
It's true. I said I was just a patron, but sometimes after a few shots, I lie to strangers about playing violin. I said, just kidding. I go, unless...
Oh, my God. I was going to say, you're a fucking genius.
No, I wrote that, and then I said, just kidding. And then I go, unless the person you were remembering was really charming, then it was probably me. I said, just kidding again.
Slick. Nice, yeah.
And I was there. Anyway, she doesn't quite remember me. She did agree I was charming, which is...
I like this.
Anyway, I feel like she's kind of nutty because she kept like texting me and it like...
How did she say why she was reaching out? Was it a butt dial?
It was a butt dial, like an accidental. She was checking out of the store and getting her stuff and hit my contact.
Now...
Wow.
What were you saved
so,
in
hold
her
on.
Phone?
Don't you want
as?
To know where it ends?
Spencer Cantrell. Like,
so where does it end?
She's pregnant with his baby.
We kind of. She was asking.
Spencer's gonna have a kid that looks half like Jennifer Aniston.
I told her I was. I know. I told her I was there with my buddy from the radio station, and she was like, "Well," and then she does music, so we. But I don't know. I stopped texting.
It's not a very epic ending to a very peculiar story.
Well, it's still happening right now. Like it's still going.
Oh my god!
She started
to come up here to the studio.
She said some thing. This is something weird. She said, "Wait till you see the sexier singing Jennifer Aniston." Wink, wink, and that made me think she's mentally ill,
or just lonely.
What's the opposite of benefit of the doubt? Just the full doubt. Anytime something weird like that happens, I go full doubt.
Yeah, right.
Full cynical, like I...
Yeah, but he had her name and number in...
That's all right.
Yeah. I know. That's
how many crazy people's numbers I have saved in my phone that like... And the worst is that like I would go out, like I'd be drunk somewhere. Like we go to the smokehouse. Some guy's like, oh, you guys are really funny. And then he's like, take my number. And I'm like, all right, I'll save it as some dumb shit. Like guy from valet stand. And years later, you just go, what? Who the fuck is this? Even like going through your contacts. This is a very odd one because she called you.
I want this to end well.
I know. It's not because I think I was trying to keep contact with her. She was asking about if you heard about the season one, episode 4 set list, final episode of the first season of the Netflix Gwyneth Paltrow show called The Politician.
Yes, I'm watching that.
They thought my singing the entire song, I Feel Love, was Donna Summer's voice, but it's me.
Oh, I like that song.
I was like, that's cool. And she's like, where do you live? I was like, in NoHo. And
she's in Manhattan Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the nicer beaches?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I said, I've never been, sounds lovely. She said, yup, and that's where it ends.
Well, she was busy at that
moment.
Well,
like, let's say you guys hit it off, right? Years down the road.
I think she's old, like...
Yeah, but you got to be able to find...
I don't know.
If you were about to say older, Spencer.
No. I think it's kind of... I don't know. She's just very... There's something off.
Yeah.
I don't think she's off. I think she's just not guarded, and she's just putting it all out there, and she doesn't give any fucks.
Okay.
The time for fuck giving is over, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, like she cares. She's just stream of consciousness.
You meet people the way you can now.
Yeah.
It's true. It's you the know? Most. It's the most entertaining thing that's happened to me.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Like down the road, you guys get together, and it's like, how'd you meet? We have no fucking idea.
I told my buddy about it, and he's like obsessed with it. He's like keeps texting me. Goes. What's more, tell me more about Valerie. And he's like trying to find her online too. He's sending me Instagram accounts. He goes, is this her? I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know what she looks like. I
don't even know what she looks like.
Salary.
Salary.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I think you could probably find her online through the music venues, but go watch that TV show.
Watch the show and be like, hey, credits. I heard your song. I could have sworn that was Donna Summer.
I don't know.
You haven't done the IMDb?
I did. And yeah. Here's the thing. Like, I'm not finding anything. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's like a, I don't know.
Okay. How about like YouTube? If she's a performer, she's got to have a YouTube page.
Right. And maybe the name I have on my phone is not the one she's under. I don't, you know, I have no idea.
That? Look up whoever was singing that song maybe in it's the
a
show.
Maybe it's a 49-year-old guy from Minnesota.
It could be. Have his name, though.
That's honestly, weird. Beggars can't be choosers.
I'd rather give her the benefit of the doubt, and I want to see where this goes.
If it's a 49-year-old guy who gets told 109 times a day,
I tried
like
Jennifer reaching out today, just going, how do I listen to your music? And I knew, that was at noon, and I didn't get anything.
She's like, bitch, I told you. Season 1, episode 4.
Just more of her a catalog of her.
She gave you more info.
Yeah, or she just give me more.
Check Spotify.
So I was trying to start the kind
what's
of,
the name of the TV show? I just watched
The Politician.
Oh yeah, The Politician.
Yeah.
Did you have you seen it?
No, I hear it's good though.
Yeah, it was good. Gwyneth Paltrow.
It seems kind of juvenile.
It is a little bit, but a kid kills himself in the first.
Oh, I'm all in.
Just kidding. All right, you guys ready?
Spence just got a boner. He's got a dead kid boner.
You guys ready for the game?
Yes.
All right, do we have an intro for it?
We're playing a game. Yes. I have one.
It's like this or that.
Yeah, like on, what's that game? You don't know Jack? This or that. All right. I fucked it up. That's the song.
All right.
I like it.
Thank you.
Okay, so today we're playing is what I'm going to say the name of a racehorse or the name of an indie band?
All right.
It's a fucking great game.
That's a great game.
Thank you.
All right.
I think I'm going to be good at this.
Now, while I live with Sue, I have no prior knowledge as to either list that she is pulling these names off of. It was merely my suggestion. Because there are some ridiculous racehorse names and even more ridiculous indie band names.
Okay. So it's the way it's going to work is I'm going to ask Josh and he'll answer. And then I'll ask Spencer and he'll answer.
Okay. Yes, you don't have to quite point.
I like that. Yeah, it so felt it was official. Fingers. I like that.
She did like the flight attendant pointing.
I felt like I was going to like a facility where they do this, and you're like the lady. I'm going to point to you, and then I'm going to point to you, and then you answer.
And when I point to you, you answer.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay, ready? First one. Josh, coming to you first. Atlas Genius. Racehorse or indie band?
Atlas Genius. I'm going to say that Atlas Genius is a racehorse.
I am also going to say racehorse.
And you are both.
Is that wrong?
You're both wrong.
Okay.
All right. For some reason, the word Atlas seemed too highbrow people who do indie bands.
But that's an indie band. Okay.
Atlas Genius.
The next one. Featured
in season 1, episode 4 of
The Politician.
The Politician on Netflix.
Okay. The next one is R. And I'll spell that. It's A-R-R-R-R-R.
It's my turn? Thank you. I was waiting for the point.
Now you need the point.
I'm going to say that how many R's?
I think there's five R's. Yeah.
Indie band.
I'm gonna go Racehorse again.
Racehorse.
Yeah, having to
That's the answer.
Yeah, having to make an announcer do that during a race would be hilarious.
Coming and up on the outside
is Arr!
That is the whole point.
That
of
is
these.
The whole point. Yeah. Like, what?
Did you ever hear the one? The honeymoon's over. I fucked your sister. Yeah. Coming around the corner.
And I am out of here. Yeah.
I think that's the coolest part of horse racing is the names.
Yeah. The shooting of the horse.
Papa's mustache. Right. The gunshot on Eight Bells.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Ready?
My father's not coming back. Is around the corner.
Okay. And in the lead is the milkman. Okay, ready?
Yes.
The next one is Neutral Milk Hotel.
How was that?
That was me. Sorry.
Were you breathing? Oh my god. Like, holy shit.
It sounded like an explosion.
What is it? Racist milk? What is it?
Neutral.
Neutral
Milk Hotel.
Racist milk.
Neutral Milk Hotel. I'm going to say indie band again.
I will also go indie band. Yay!
Indie band.
God.
Okay. So you each got one.
You should play a little sample of each band.
I can do that. I did bring them up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear a little Racist Milk Village. What's it called?
Neutral Milk
Hotel. Oh, I wish it was a racehorse.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys both got that.
Okay.
All right. The next one is Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes, I will say racehorse.
Indie band.
Indie band.
Bing. Oh, my God.
Bright Eyes is too short for a horse's name. That'd be a waste, I think.
Why? They had Eight Bells. Remember? Eight Bells was like a little filly that was like favorited to win... the Triple Crown, I think, and it broke its leg and they fucking killed it.
Okay, next one. Man o' War.
Oh.
I'm going to say Racehorse.
Racehorse. Yep. I remember right. that one.
Yeah, that was kind of recent.
That was the famous one from Seabiscuit, right?
Oh, right.
Or was it a different one?
Was it? Yeah, it sounds familiar. It rings a bell. Oh. Thank you.
Okay, next one. Pavement.
Oh, indie band.
Yeah, indie band.
I can't imagine naming...
That sounds like a late high school, early college...
Who the fuck would bet on a racehorse called Pavement?
Okay, ready? Zenyatta.
Ooh. How do you spell it?
Zenyatta.
Ooh. Can you... What's the country of origin?
India.
Can you use it in a sentence?
When I meditate, I get all Zenyatta, these nuts.
When Pauly D from Jersey Shore meditates, he gets all Zenyatta.
Zenyatta. I will say racehorse. I'm going to say a horse.
I will also say racehorse.
Hey! Damn, he's kicking my ass. He's got me beat by 3 so far.
Okay, next one. Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, that's a band. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, somebody on Facebook the other day, I saw in like the feed, you know, the feed on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was asking like who their favorite, like just putting it out there, taking a vote, you know, a survey. Who's your favorite indie bands? You know, give me your Dinosaur Juniors, your whatevers.
Okay.
That one stuck out. So.
Okay. Next one. Bofa D's Nuts.
Really?
Bofa D's Nuts. Is it like BOFA?
Yeah.
And then
DEEZNUTS.
Bofa D's Nuts.
It's the same. It's the guy who's the lead singer of Zenyatta.
I'm gonna say it's another horse. But if it's a band, I would really like to hear what they have to offer. I'm gonna say horse though.
I'm gonna say horse too.
Yeah.
Someone...
I'm happy I got it right, but I'm kind of upset that I don't get to hear both of these nuts.
Well, we could make that rap duo.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
Both of these nuts in your mouth.
Both of these nuts by my knees. Both of these nuts in my hands.
I play with my nuts and I heme all over the place. I got heme in my seams.
What's your blockchain? What's your vertical? What's your one-off?
She was just saying things that she has no idea. These are like we've previously discussed. Things that Sue has no grasp of.
She sounds like she's at the NFL Combine. What's your vertical?
She's talking about... This is so fucking hilarious. Because we've discussed these things, Sue and I. These are things that Sue has no grasp of. Blockchain makes her fucking eyes cross. Somebody at a job she had said, like, what's your vertical? Like,
oh, we don't want to call anybody outside of your vertical, so claim your vertical.
It's like your chain of command at work, but like for millennials. And Sue is by no means a millennial. They're like, what's your vertical?
Stay in your vertical.
What was the other one you
like
said?
Stay in your lane?
Yeah. No, but your vertical is description of like who out of the list of people you want to contact based on
it's like what your knowledge, department.
Your department, yeah. So you stay in the marketing vertical or you stay in the...
Oh, wow.
They used to call them departments.
Okay.
But you can't...
But now can't everybody's on like these nuts.
These nuts.
3 for 3, yeah. Everyone. I am proud of this room.
Oh, yeah. The word is that I was looking for is CRMs.
CRMs, yeah.
What CRM do you use? Oh, so everything's broken down into verticals on your CRMs.
Oh, my God.
That's a fucking shit show. Okay, ready? Cove. Cofefe.
Cofe. That is an indie band. It's too... Yeah, I'm going to say it's too... It's too recent of a word for somebody to name a horse. Anybody who owns a racehorse is probably going to be a Trump supporter. They're not going to really bring Covfefe.
Is that it? Covfefe? Out.
Yeah.
Covfefe?
Yeah, it was that typo on Twitter he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? It's tough. I remember hearing one of these. There was one of these. I'm going to... Oof. Something makes me think it was a horse, but... I'm going to say horse.
And it's a horse.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought I heard that years ago when it happened.
Covfefes and both of deezies.
All
right, one more. Ready?
Yeah.
Fleet Foxes.
Oh, indie band.
Indie band.
I mean, I could do another one if you want. Yeah, I got a few more.
Well, I mean, he's kind of running away with it, pardon
the
pun.
Well, he's got two more than you.
Yes.
All right. Dr. Fager.
I
no one's giggling?
I'm trying to think what's funnier than any.
Please spell it.
I know exactly how it's spelled.
F-A-G-E-R.
Yeah.
Slower?
F-A-G-E-R.
Slower.
What Fager?
It's Dr. Fager.
Dr. Fager.
And both of these nuts.
Both of these nuts. I will say horse. I'm going to say it's a pony.
Can you say the word? Can you say it again?
That's Dr. Fager.
Paging. Paging Dr. Fager.
Oh, Dr. Fager in the
I'm going to say indie band.
Josh gets it.
All right. Look at that. All right. Now, one more, and this is my chance. Spencer's got to get it wrong. I got to get it right, and we'll tie it up, which wouldn't be a proper ending to.
Okay. Clyde Van Dusen.
Ooh.
It's three words.
Yeah. Yes, it would. It would be. Clyde Van Dusen nuts. Clyde Van Dusen. Clyde Van Dusen is or was a horse.
I'm gonna say horse.
No, we can't both say horse. God damn it.
I think you're gonna the other two that I have. I think you, they're more popular.
Oh, Secretariat.
Seabiscuit. That's
what I said. No, Seattle Slough.
Seattle Slough.
Ugh, it sounds like a bad
name. I'll yield to Spencer to go first here.
Oh, all right. Why?
Because.
Is this allowed?
Is it allowed, sir?
Sure, I'll allow it.
Okay, she'll allow it.
Allow both of these. Seattle Slough. Racehorse.
I will say indie band.
Racehorse.
Ah, shit. All right. Well, Spencer wins by a nose, I guess you could say.
The other bands I had were the 1975, Passion.
Well, and... the 1975?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would never have guessed that would be a horse.
And Fowls. Foals. Foals.
Foals?
Yeah. How's that too spelled? Short.
F-O-A-L-S.
Okay.
What is Foals?
What's a nitty?
Muscle Foals?
Indie band.
All right, well, that was fun.
All right. Woo! Woo!
Spencer wins. Way to...
Yes, yes, yes.
Way to go, Dr. Fager. Is it Fager?
Fager.
That was a horse?
That was a horse.
That's funny.
Interesting names.
That's whoever owns that horse is probably homophobic.
There was some interesting one like FNX.
That was a horse name?
FNX. Yeah, FINEX.
That's a horse?
50 Shades of Hay.
That's pretty funny.
First dude. Flat drunk.
Flat drunk?
Flat fleet feet.
This is all bands or horses?
Horses.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, we could have played this game again, but.
We could have.
I think we just
oh, there's
blew.
Many more, believe yeah. me. There's books of them.
All right. Well,
I wonder how that started, though, naming horses like racehorses like that.
Well, it just goes back. That's
I just,
as old as.
There's a story that, well, when I was researching this game, actually, there was a whole story on like how you come up with names for your racehorse. And sometimes they were like, ask your horse. But there's a history to it. I didn't read it all.
Ask your horse?
Yeah. That would have been,
what horse says well, Dr.
That would
Fager?
Have, that would have been fun to talk about on a podcast.
How do you name your racehorse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So tell us how you name your racehorse.
Well, I didn't read it. I don't,
well, this would be the fucking episode to do it on, wouldn't it? Hey, guys, made a third trip to Costco, and now we're going to learn about how to name a racehorse.
The names, there's naming. All right, the rules for naming a racehorse are as Byzantine as the horse's job. It's simple. You may not name a horse using initials or numbers and end it with filly, colt, stud, mare, stallion, or any other horse related terms.
Right. You can't call it like winning pony.
Justify. So, yeah, Justify was the last.
Justify was just
American.
I bet on Justify because I like Raylan Givens.
That's a great show.
You can't name a horse after a living person. You can't. I thought there was a Gronkowski one, though, wasn't there?
Or oh, Gronk. Yeah. It was like Gronk's Brady Nuts.
You may not use names with clear commercial or artistic value, obscene or, but there is a history somewhere. Sorry. I know. I'm going to edit all this out.
Lysol Comet in the lead.
Oh, you okay.
Okay.
Lysol and Comet in the
Nabisco?
Lead.
Nabisco? Nabisco was a horse, right?
Wasn't no, there some kind sea of. Seabiscuit.
Oh, Nabisco.
But they so, but the people that do phrases like, your mama's going to drop that hammer is around the corner. I don't know. You know, or the pancake batter's in the trash can is right. Coming up again, the, you know, the third photo.
All we have it. To now research is if there is an actual Dr. Fager.
That's true.
There has to be.
He can be dead, though. Well, yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of Dr. Fagers.
But all you have to do is get permission.
Yeah. Please, Dr. Fager's my father.
There's probably a Fager in every county. Dr. Fager.
Dr. Fager's got to be. So, Look up Dr. Fager, MD. She's looking it up, everyone.
Ow, it hurts. Passing a kidney stone is coming up fifth. Yeah. I would love that job. Just to have that.
Ow, it hurts. Passing up both of these nuts.
Dr. Samuel Fager.
Yeah.
He's in Philly.
He's in Philly. Get it? Philly's a
well, Villanova, actually.
Female horse.
Lady horse.
Charles Fager lent his name to a racetrack.
Slap it, spit on it, coming up around the corner.
Dr. Fager served as a trainer's life advanced understanding treatment of spinal disorders. He's a neurosurgeon. Dr. Amon Fager of all of this.
All right, you want to play? Let's get out of here, Sue. Do you want to play the
closing credits?
The marriage race commentary.
Oh,
the
sure,
fucking
sure,
thing
sure.
That you were talking about before. I just mentioned who posted it because that guy is fucking talented, but it's very funny. And this has been the World Famous Shit Show. Thank you, Spencer Colin Cantrell.
I am full of heme, guys.
He's heming all over both of these nuts. And Sue,
got a whole heap of heme. Sorry.
That would be a puddle, I think.
I like heap of heme.
A heap of heme? Heap of heme coming around the outside.
A bushel of heme.
All right, thanks, PA Sue and Spencer.
Thank you.
And everyone for listening. Goodbye.
Welcome to the third race at the Honeymoon Is Over Downs. They're at the gate, and they're off. Jumping out in the lead is Romance and Affection, with Domestic Bliss in close behind. It's Romance and Affection and Domestic Bliss. Here comes Marriage Vows, followed by Immediate Child. Romance and Affection falling off quickly. Mortgaged Up the Ass, overtaking Domestic Bliss. And here comes Nasty Attitude, followed by More Children and Drinking Heavily. Coming down the backstretch, Drinking Heavily, moving out in front of Mortgaged Up the Ass. But coming out strong on the outside is Credit in Shambles. It's Credit in Shambles, followed by I Don't Give a Shit. Nasty Attitude, and Up Yours, Keith. Up yours, keep challenging for a second, going into the clubhouse turn. Passing on the rail as I Don't Give a Shit, taking the lead. Followed by The Fucking House. You Cook Like Shit, and I Fucked Your Brother. Here they come, spinning out of the turn. I Don't Give a Shit, still in front. Up yours, keep challenging for the lead. Up yours, keep, and I Don't Give a Shit, neck and neck. And down the stretch they come. Up yours, keep is pulling away from I Don't Give a Shit by a length. Coming on strong is I Am Out of Here, and passing the pack is The Fucking House. And at the wire. It's up yours. Keep the fucking house. I Don't Give a Shit, and I Am Out of Here.